Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mark Johnson as we talk about concerns about herd bull fertility in just a moment. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Talking now with Dr. Mark Johnson, Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department. Mark, let's talk a little bit about this unusual cold that we had back in the month of February, primarily in the state of Oklahoma, really across the southern Great Plains. And as that event happened and as everything unfolded, our cattle producers were really very concerned about making sure they had adequate water, had adequate feed in front of their animals, had some shelter for them. But the cold that was below zero for a couple of days, in fact, it has produced some things happening in our herds now that we've got to pay attention to. Tell me about what your concerns are with the herd bulls in our operations.
Yeah, Ron, it's like you said, we had such an extended period of cold and the ground got frozen and it was freezing to a pretty deep level, it seems. I know there's some people that had water lines that froze up that historically had not frozen up. And so your herd bulls end up having to lay down each night and sleep on that frozen ground. And we're always concerned about seeing some frostbite on the underline of a bull if it's back on his scrotum. But this year we had such an extended period of time when they were night after night going through that cold weather that we're hearing some stories about bulls not being fertile and as they're getting checked. And I've been recommending for several weeks based on some of the stories we've heard and just knowing what we lived through in February and what those bulls lived through, it's going to be a really important spring to have breeding soundness exams done on our bulls before the breeding season and before we turn them out.
So is this temporary or is this more of a permanent damage to these animals?
You know, I think it could be either. It depends on the situation. There's no doubt going to be some situations where it may be something they can outlive and will come back and be okay. It's financial devastation if we think about turning out bulls that don't get cows bred. Every day we've got a cow in production that we're paying to maintain that she doesn't have a calf cost us money. And so we always know we need ample bull power going into breeding season. We want to get our cows bred as early in the breeding season as possible so they're calving early and it translates into heavier calves that we wean and sell. But just knowing ahead of time, if we can get those bulls to our vet and get that breeding soundness exam done, where they're not only going to do a semen evaluation, but take a look at all the sex organs, the eyes, the feet and legs, and just making sure that a bull is functionally sound and reproductively sound to go breed cows, I think is a really important management step this spring.
Even if you like that bull a lot, you've got to make some hard economic choices, it sounds like.
Most definitely. And some of those bulls that have done us a good job, again, we're going to get more information from our veterinarian when they do that BSE. If it's something that maybe in time, a bull that doesn't check satisfactory today, that they say a few months down the road, he may be okay. So he may be worth holding on to for future breeding seasons, but we know we need a replacement or to turn something else out here in the immediate future that's going to get the cows bred.
From the Animal Science Department of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Mark Johnson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. And that is your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.